Victoria Ward Limited is requesting to change its 988 Halikawila project to affordable sales and rentals. The developer will provide 375 units next to the rail transit station planned at the current Sports Authority site and keep them affordable for 15 years. The developer's attorney is J. Douglas Ng.
Victoria Ward cannot proceed with 375 units up front under a regulated term greater than 15 years. There will be $54 million in subsidies, and that is the wall that Victoria Ward can afford.
The developer says they will provide three times the number of reserved housing units required for projects already under construction and deliver them 3 years early. Honolulu City Council member Ann Kobayashi represents the district and supports the 15-year timetable and developer financing.
These units will be subsidized by the company at approximately $3.3 million per year. This amounts to approximately $1,000 per month per unit, which would amount to cost savings to the tenant and an opportunity to save for a down payment for a future home purchase.
For sale units will be offered to those earning 140% of the area median income or $85,000 annually for a single person. Renters who are single must earn $54,000 annually or $76,000 for a family of four. Bradley Issa is the director of affordable housing with a property management company. Issa says many low-income residents cannot afford market rates.
The average rent would be about $800 a month. For a comparable market unit, about $2,000. So for most people, they just stay in the low-income housing and I guess ride that out as long as they can.
Victoria Ward has already invested $4.5 million for the Halikawila project and plans to provide $85 million more in cash equity. If HCDA approval is not granted, the developer plans to reevaluate the project and could provide the minimum requirement, which is 125 for sale reserved housing units. Pacific Resource Partnership represents carpenters and large contractors. Government Relations Manager Brooke Wilson says government must provide incentives.
On Maui, they passed an affordable housing clause that required a developer, for every one market unit that they build, they have to build one at affordable. So that's 50%. Well, what happened on Maui when that law went into effect? In 10 years, only three homes were built and sold under that ordinance.
But Hawaii Community Development Authority Board Chair John Whalen said the 10 members could not make a decision on Victoria Ward's request.
We have to weigh the legal considerations, exactly what the basis of our decision would be, but also look at the social equity considerations, the rental versus for sale, and over what term, because we've had other rental projects that have been converted to condominiums and people have been evicted, and it creates quite a scramble to try to preserve housing stock.
HCDA will reconvene May 27th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.